914.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch into hour number two of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We go right back into your phone calls. We start things out with Manuel on the AMP line. Hello, Manuel.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey, great. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to call to let you know about the most recent military-style raid at a Detroit art gallery, of all places. Apparently, the cops had nothing to do, and they decided to raid a little gathering of artists and young people, and they ticketed hundreds of people, impounded about 40 cars, and get this, a prohibition-style, they demanded a dancing permit. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, that, you know, it's not the first time we've heard about that. In fact, I've got all the details here from the Detroit Free Press. We can jump into that in a moment. But there was a story a while back about how New York City still has dancing permits. It apparently was a law created decades ago, and it is still enforced occasionally based on, I'm sure, political, you know, somebody who's in politics that wants to punish their enemies will use this particular piece of legislation against them. And I mean, it's just unbelievable.
It's such a throwback to, like, the 19th century. It makes no sense at all. Are you telling me in America in the 21st century you have to have a permit to dance?
Apparently,
oh, my God.
Yes.
Yeah, there's music. Oh, no, the live music. There's a distinction.
Mark,
here?
If we allow people to dance to any old music they want to dance to, then we might have dirty dancing going on. We might have people grinding. We might have people holding each other close. And we can't have that in America. This is a Puritan country. What are you talking about?
It's crazy.
We can't have people gyrating their hips. That's terrible and evil.
Yep.
The kids might do that nude dancing where they're just simulating sex. You know, they've been saying that, adults have been saying this about teenagers since there have been adults and teenagers. I'm sure that the adults said that about the foxtrot. Oh, my God, it's just like sex. That's what they say about dancing. Let's trot out a new straw man, shall we?
Manuel, any other thoughts?
Oh, man, the police state is just, every day there seems to be just another raid here and there for the most stupid reasons.
Well, isn't it interesting?
You know, people won't even believe you that there's the police state going on. They just won't believe you.
Yeah, well, you know, I understand that there's some people that don't really come across it in their lives, but it's going on out there. We've got old women being arrested for having their grass growing too high or not enough living grass in their front yard to, you know, youngsters getting arrested for dancing without a permit.
Senior,
I mean, really,
citizens caught up in stings for, you know, jitney cabs?
Yep. And not only are they going after groups of hundreds of people, like with the immigrants and with the Texas the children at the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, amongst other places, but they're also going after some of the most innocuous things. And if you think that you're immune from this, if you think that, well, they're not going to come after me, you don't know. You really could be next. And it doesn't have to be your kid.
Sure. It could be somebody you love, a friend of yours.
And how does someone defend this anyway? I mean, when this comes up, the idea that there needs to be a dancing permit, who is going to really step forward to say, yes, I agree with this law, it makes sense? I mean, who beyond the bureaucrats themselves could actually look at that and say, yeah, dancing permits, we need those in America. Really? I don't know anybody who would defend that.
The cops just say we're just doing our jobs.
That's really sad. It's just so sad. Manuel, any other thoughts?
It's unbelievable how just people think that these things are okay. They just keep going and going. And then they say, well, the law says this, so therefore we have to do it. So the cops should enforce every law, but they really shouldn't.
Well, and we know they don't. I mean, the police around here admitted it on the NHTree.com forums that they don't even know all the laws. I mean, how could they possibly know all the laws?
Yeah, not even the government, not even a politician could know all the laws. It's just hundreds, thousands, maybe tens of thousands. I don't know. There's too many to keep track of.
They don't know their own laws, so how can they expect anybody else to know what they are, let alone to obey them? The fact is, I never once agreed to obey their laws, and I still have not agreed, and I will not agree, because, number one, I couldn't possibly know all the laws in order to obey them, and number two, the more laws I know about, the less I want to obey any of them.
Yep,
thanks,
right.
Manuel, for the call tonight. We appreciate it, sir. 800-259-9231. I'd like to point out that I do follow natural law. That's the law that I obey. That is, I don't harm others. That's fine. You don't have to. You don't have to worry about me coming and hurting you or your family or destroying your property. I'm not that kind of person. But I don't need to follow all of these other man laws, these statutes or regulations or RSAs or acts or whatever the hell it is that they're called in your state or your locality. It's just a bunch of people that you don't know attempting to control your behavior, attempting to force you to do things that you don't want to do, or to force you to not do things that you do want to do. The hell with those people. Who are they anyway?
Or tax the crap out of those things.
Yeah. Well, which is why...
Well, those are people that, you know, they enforce the laws against violence, except when they are using the violence to enforce the other laws that they've written.
Sure. Well, we all know they're exempt from their own laws.
They certainly seem to be.
Here's the story, by the way, from the Detroit Free Press. The DJ was spinning old records by James Brown, Aretha Franklin, and the Meters during Funk Night last weekend.
Get back!
When the heavily armed cops dressed in commando-style uniforms burst into the West Side Detroit Art Gallery. The cops yelled at the patrons to hit the floor. Witnesses said some officers used their feet to force down a couple of people who failed to move fast enough or who asked too many questions.
Right. Don't ask police officers questions. Why did they put these people on the floor? What's the purpose of that? Did they think they were going to get shot by a bunch of people that were dancing? Is that what they thought? And it seems ridiculous to me.
Yeah, I don't know, Mark, but no, your microphone sounds a little funky right now. Can you switch over there to that other mic?
Not my problem category.
If you don't mind. So here's more to the story. Detroit police conduct raids frequently for all sorts of illegal activity, and the public never hears a thing. But cops almost never raid art galleries filled with young hipsters, students, and at least one lawyer, so this May 30th raid, not unexpectedly, is turning out to have an afterlife. The gallery and patrons have decided to fight back, and the American Civil Liberties Union has become involved. The site of the raid, the Contemporary Art Institute of Detroit, CADE, on Rosa Parks Boulevard. It's a nonprofit for 29 years, has promoted art and art education in Detroit. Their executive director notes that their current exhibit is co-sponsored by the city of Detroit itself. So the city went ahead and raided its own little art exhibit, basically.
That's nuts.
To patrons, Funk Night, which lasts from midnight to 5 a.m., is a popular monthly dance party that is the laid-back essence of a sophisticated city. Most of the people are young, instead of a bunch of young girls and old men, like at a dance club, said one of the attendees who was ticketed at the raid. Since it's an art gallery, there are really cool, cultured people, instead of at a dance club where there are people that are trying to get you drunk and take you home. To the police, Cade was a blind pig, where people were buying beer after hours. They handed out 130 tickets for loitering in a place where alcohol was being sold illegally and impounded 44 cars, which cost $900 to get back.
Each?
Yes.
Holy crap.
So, what? Why would they impound? They can impound your car when they ticket you? What is it that it takes? I don't know much about the impound process. How is it that the police can just impound a car?
Seem to me that they were parked. Perhaps they weren't supposed to be in that lot at a specific time.
Mm-hmm.
Some parking rule was
violated. Found some technicality and decided, well, we can impound for this.
I'm not sure that it was a technicality. Maybe they were parked in the wrong places. Maybe they had been in other businesses' parking lots. Usually, when you're that late at night, it's okay to park in some other business's parking lot.
Sure.
But they'll put up these signs that say, you could be towed. You're taking your chances, but, you know.
And what about the crowd of people? I mean, they gave out 130 tickets for loitering, so there was obviously at least a couple hundred, probably a couple hundred people here in attendance at this party. What kind of people are we dealing with here? Well, according to the report, the cops found no drugs, no weapons, and no people with outstanding warrants. But they ticketed 130 people anyway and stole their cars from them. Police spokesperson.
It's really disgusting.
These are thugs.
This is Detroit.
Yes.
Well, you know, and people wonder why people are leaving this stinking city in droves.
No doubt about it.
We should go to Detroit and you know, pass out pamphlets for the Free State Project.
800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And more coming up with your thoughts as well. How far are you going to let this police state go before you stop cooperating with them? Because that's the only thing that's going to change it. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features include the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. We've got an entire year's worth of the program right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. So enjoy all that on us. Hey, President Barack Obama, is that a scary thought? How about John McCain, the North American Union, unconstitutional drug and gun laws, a national ID card, dancing bans? What's your trigger point? If it happens, what will you do? The Free State Project knows that one size does not fit all. Participants choose what event will trigger their move to New Hampshire to join the fight for freedom. Check it out at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. As we continue the story from the Detroit Free Press about the Contemporary Art Institute of Detroit, CADE had a dance night. They call it Funk Night. And it goes from midnight to 5 a.m. Apparently, alcohol was being sold and served, and people were there having a good time. And the cops, well, you know they don't like it when people have a good time, at least without begging for permission from the state first. So they showed up with a squad full of thugs dressed in black. They kicked in the door, and they threw people to the floor, and they proceeded to, well, they couldn't find any drugs or any guns or anything contraband-like, so they just ticketed people, basically.
And confiscated their cars at $900 a pop.
That's correct. They
and God knows how, you know how crazy it must be trying to get home with no car, and then trying to get your vehicle away from the people that have it when it's impounded. It's
awful.
It's awful to do to people.
130 tickets were given out for loitering in a place where alcohol was being sold illegally, and they impounded 44 cars.
But the city of Detroit was sponsoring the event at the same time.
Well, no, it was sponsoring the exhibit, but not the event itself.
The exhibit at which the event was taking place.
Right. So, police spokesbureaucrat says that officers warned Timlin, who was one of the organizers, about violations during a visit several weeks ago. He says, "We don't often do that." He was advised of the issues he needed to clarify. So they're saying they did this guy a favor. That they told him in advance that something could happen.
Yep.
Timlin confirmed the visit, but said he believed he'd made the necessary changes. He said police told club officials that they also need a permit to allow dancing. This was after the fact. Timlin said everyone thinks it's ridiculous that we have to have a permit.
They got the permit to temporarily serve alcohol, the tent permit for alcohol.
No, they said that the alcohol was being sold illegally. So I'm not sure. He doesn't specify what the police told him.
I don't even trust what the cops say on this because they probably don't know.
Everyone thinks it's ridiculous that we have to have a permit for dancing, said the organizer. He's a promoter and provocateur who once stood in boxer shorts to promote an exhibit and another time walked from Detroit to New York wearing a cardboard box. He asked why CADE can't get a break on laws about dancing, for instance, when the city, as he puts it, bends the rules on taxes and other issues to convince large companies to locate downtown. As a response to the raid, Timlin has launched a week-long arts festival that started at midnight Friday and will end with a concert on Saturday. Timlin's lining up bands, artists, lecturers, filmmakers, and others to keep the CADE going 24 hours a day for 8 days. He said, "We're going to dance without a permit. If we get a ticket, we'll fight the ticket and change the law. People should be able to dance where they want."
I'm with him.
I agree. I hope they do, and I hope they're successful in this. I don't know if it will result in the law being changed. I don't know what's going to come out of all
but
this.
But it still takes... You never know. But
people fighting it is a good thing.
Yeah, it still takes people standing up and saying no.
A number of patrons and their parents said they can understand getting a ticket, but they are livid about having cars impounded and having to pay $900 to the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office. The payment's based on a state law that allows police to impound cars for drivers accused of involvement in drinking, gambling, drug, and prostitution violations. So apparently if you're in that particular area, Wayne County, that if you get busted for a joint, they'll take your damn car. They'll take your car for just about any old thing that's a consensual crime. Any consensual crime, they will steal your car.
I'm sure it's the police impound yard, and I'm sure the cops got all $900. So not only did they hand out a ticket for probably $200,
yeah,
$150, they got $900 out of you. This is a grand out of every one of these people.
Yep.
You telling me this isn't revenue generation?
44 people got their cars impounded.
Oh, you don't have your dance permit.
That's at least $44,000 probably, at least, plus the rest of the tickets. Patrons have court dates starting today. Many plan to plead not guilty and ask for a trial. ACLU will be there. Spokeswoman for the ACLU said they're investigating the case and is alarmed by masked police officers in commando uniforms needlessly storming peaceful gatherings and seizing cars.
You know,
there's a need. They need money, see? And they're willing to do whatever it takes to get their hands on it. That's what they're all about.
The sad part about this is that these cops that participated in this, they are not without onus. They are not without guilt.
They chose to do that.
They chose to do this, and they will face no recompense. Nothing will happen to them.
This is true.
The ACLU can come down on them as hard as they want, and nothing will happen to these officers.
All they'll say is, well, we'll have to review our policy.
That's what the police department will say, but the officers won't get anything. Here is the problem with government. You know, we can solve this whole government problem with one, just change in the law, which is... public officials need to be held responsible for the damages that they do. They should,
good
be able
luck
to bring
for
it.
That.
Right, absolutely. It's very difficult, but if they could bring
they all hang out together, man. The judges and the public officials, they're all on the same team. And there's no way that one team, one side of the team is going to hold the other side of the team responsible for anything. I mean, it's pie in the sky.
All government is pie in the sky, my friend. If you believe that you're going to give, the power to do violence, the monopoly privilege on force to an organization, and they're not going to abuse it, you're living
indeed.
In a dream world. So, all those people out there that believe that government is a good idea, and I can't say that in every case I'm not among them, this is what needs to be done in order to enforce the law. Will it make it difficult for government to work? Yes. But that would get them out of so many things that they don't belong in the first place.
1-800-259-9231. Just one more thought here from the story from the Detroit Free Press. Again, they are going to continue dancing without a permit, and they're going to see if the police try to mess with them. They're pointing out that the festival that's going on this week is alcohol-free, but they will be featuring illegal dancing. And he says, the organizer says, we're standing up for what we believe in. We'd prefer that the police would come and dance with us. Well, that would make them more human-like, and we can't have the police lowering themselves from their godlike capacity over all of us and acting like normal human beings, at least in general. Certainly there are exceptions to that rule. There are some cops that are definitely a little more reasonable than others out there, but any cop that's enforcing laws against people that are doing things consensually really needs to take a look at themselves, and they really need to ask themselves why they continue to do things that are evil. I understand that people want to, the people that are police that are of a relatively pro-liberty mindset, they tell themselves, well, I've got a job to do, I need to get this paycheck, and it's better that I'm here than some fascist in my place, but you're still enforcing the fascist rules. Why not just refuse to enforce bad rules, like the very few military men that have refused to fight the illegal wars? It would be the principled, correct position to take. It may result in some sort of retaliation, but you've got to make a stand.
I don't think I agree. And
think the cops should continue being enforcing laws they disagree with?
I think that if they don't enforce some laws that they disagree with, they will be out of jobs.
I don't believe it. Hang on. 800-259-9231. We will continue this conversation here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Hi, my name is William Lewis, and if you're listening to this radio station, then chances are you've probably seen one or two of the documentaries that I've made over the years, 911 in Plain Sight, Beyond Treason, or maybe 911 Ripple Effect. And by now, you've got to be as angry as I am, and wondering, what else have they done, and what are we going to do about it? My latest documentary, Washington, You're Fired, was made to explore these ideas of change while at the same time exposing the scope of the president's immoral and illegal spy program. We reveal the abuses committed under the protection of the Patriot Act, Military Commissions Act, and other very intrusive spy bills. Washington, You're Fired explores the removal of habeas corpus, posse comitatus, and the subversion of our entire Bill of Rights. Join us today at TakeBackWashington.com. Listen to our new radio program, get caught up on current events, and get your copy of Washington, You're Fired. Do it today. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912, or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good, feel great. Offer not available in California.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seemed so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and helped me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter Ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear socks and tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes in the sand at the beach. But then I heard about Nonex Nail Gel. It tackles the problem of unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Nonex Gel breaks down and removes this debris so nails look clear. I confess I was skeptical in the beginning, but I stuck with it, using Nonex Gel twice daily. Actually, I was surprised how generously sized the bottle is and how long it lasts. A while ago, you could look at my nails and, well, glance away, but not anymore. Now my toenails look better than ever, and I'm wearing sandals again, thanks to a simple, natural gel. If your toenails are an embarrassment, try Nonex Nail Gel. It's available in the foot care aisle of your drugstore, mass retailer, or supercenter.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, Sickle CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and those features include the wiki. You can get interactive. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com. Edit virtually anything you see. Wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. Have you been thinking about investing in real estate in New Hampshire? Mark Warden is your connection to homes, rentals, and land in the Free State. Look for him this coming weekend at Porkfest in the exhibitors tent. Mark Warden, a first 1,000 member of the Free State Project and your Porcupine Realtor. I met Mark. He's a hell of a nice guy. So
he's also helped set up the Porkfest, right?
I believe he's involved in some way. He's one of the big activists out there in Manchester and a realtor to boot. So meet him at Porkfest this weekend. 800-259-9231. Continuing discussion here, and we'll go to the phones in a moment. But first, to continue here, Mark, we're talking about the police. What brought all this about was a story out of Detroit where the police went in with their black masks, kicked in the door of an art club, and raided it because people were dancing without a permit, and apparently there was alcohol being sold. And they went in, and they stole 44 people's vehicles, $900 fee to get them back from the impound lot.
Probably $1,100 by the time you're done.
Yeah, and they ticketed over 130 people for loitering in a place where alcohol was being served illegally.
Because I'm sure they got tickets and got their cars impounded.
And from time to time on this show, we'll talk to police that claim to be pro-liberty. And some of them, I believe them. I've met some of them in person, and I know that they have some level of principles. I know that they get freedom. But one thing that they're deathly afraid of is refusing to obey orders. If the police get an order, these pro-liberty cops, allegedly, if they get an order that is to enforce some sort of anti-freedom piece of law, which is a lot of them, but specifically consensual crimes, you know, marijuana smoking, or in this case, dancing without a permit, they will go ahead and enforce them because they're concerned about their paychecks or they're concerned about retaliation. And you said, Mark, that you believe that if the police do not enforce these bad laws, that they will be fired. And right. I don't know if I agree with you there.
Well,
I mean, the cops don't get fired for, like, molesting kids.
These cops, well, and the other thing is
they can murder people and not get fired.
They'll sit at their low-rung job. They'll never get up in you know, any higher in the police force where they could do some good.
How high does one have to get before they can do some good?
I would say lieutenant or higher.
Then why is it that the lieutenant here in Keene, Lieutenant Shane Maxfield, who is with us, allegedly, on the war on drugs. It's what he's told me personally. He's against the war on drugs. He gets it. Why does he refuse to not just not enforce the law, but he won't even join law enforcement against prohibition? He won't even take that teensy-weensy little step. In fact, 99.9% of cops in America refuse to join law enforcement against prohibition. I only know of one. His name's Brad Jardis, and he's from here in New Hampshire. I mean, Brad deserves the most credit of any cop in America. Any on-duty cop in America, because most of them are so cowardly that they won't even stand up for their own viewpoint. At least Brad, even though he continues to enforce bad laws, has taken a public stand against them, whereas most of them are so cowardly that they won't even do that.
In Mr. Maxwell's defense, I would say
Maxfield,
excuse me. You've just now started talking to the guy. It's only been a few days that.
But
he's
already agrees with the ideas.
So he agrees with the idea. He hasn't come to the point in his life where he's ready to take the stand. I don't think that you can.
Why
just
not?
Present the idea to him and then say, poof.
Are they going to fire you for taking a position? Are you going to get fired for that?
He may want to move up higher. I mean,
I understand.
Is there anything wrong with wanting to move up higher?
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
And therefore have more effect? I think it's good to have pro-liberty people in the police department, and I think that
they're effectively anti-liberty because they're enforcing bad laws.
We are all unprincipled to some extent or another, and, you know, it's difficult to point fingers. I mean, even you use the public roads. If you were really principled, you'd stay off of them. You'd never touch a Federal Reserve note. You'd never go on a public road. You wouldn't buy gasoline for your car because those taxes go to government.
Yeah, but those things don't infringe upon other people's liberties, Mark.
That money is from that gas tax is used by the federal government, the state governments, and the...
I can't choose what the gang does with the money. That's not my responsibility. If I need to get from point A to point B, that's an understandable thing to do, and the fact is you got to put gas in your tank in order to do that.
You're complaining about
a step on anybody's rights.
Unprincipled behavior.
My behavior going from point A to point B does not result in anybody being put in prison cells.
It gives them the money to put those people in prison cells.
You know what, Mark? Again, you're not really understanding where I'm coming from here. The cops we're talking about are directly putting people in prison cells. They are the ones that are making it possible to enforce those laws.
I do see that. And what I'm telling you is you're complaining about a step in unprincipledness. You're unprincipled, mm-hmm. They're unprincipled.
Right.
And, you know, it's difficult it's difficult. What do you do?
It's difficult. It's time to stand up for what you believe in. That's what you do.
It's time for, then stand up for what you believe in, baby.
I am. I'm going to pay half of my property taxes coming up this year.
That's all I'm telling you is you can't tell the next guy when it's time for him to stand up.
I'm not telling anybody anything. I'm just making a suggestion and I'm talking about it because I don't believe that they're going to fire you for it. I don't believe that. I think that the cops are frightened to death they will be fired, and I think they will face retaliation. I think they will be relegated to the overnight shift or whatever it is that would be considered punishment. They won't qualify for any overtime or something like that. Certainly, there will be political things done that will affect their jobs. But if all of these so-called pro-liberty cops just keep right on enforcing bad laws, at what point are they going to stop? I mean, some of them claim they won't enforce the gun confiscations, but they enforce marijuana and they enforce all these other laws that, you know, the so-called crimes don't harm anybody. They're consensual crimes. Well, why is it that they won't do the gun thing? Why is it that one law, they'll stop there, but they'll go ahead and do the rest of them? Wouldn't they be concerned about their jobs in that case? Where is it that they draw the line, and why do they draw the line there? And you can't answer that question. Only those officers can. So if you want to call in tonight, 800-259-9231, to talk about this, you know, where is your line drawn, and why did you draw it there? That's all I want to know. I just want to understand. That's all. And I think that, you know what, here's another thing. There are some cops that are to the point where, I'm not going to name names, but they're to the point where they want to quit. Like, they become so principled, it bothers them
sure.
to do that job.
Sure.
Now, if you're to that point, then my question is, why would you continue to enforce those laws? If you're to the point where you're willing to quit your job, where the paycheck coming 2 weeks later is not such a big deal anymore, you're willing to quit. Well, wouldn't that be the point at which it's time to say, okay, well, instead of quitting my job and being completely ineffective, I could stay in this job and just make it clear that I'm only going to go after rapists and murderers, or, you know, violent criminals, arsonists, people that hurt others, people that destroy others' property. I'm only going to go after those types of criminals and then just see what happens. Let's have one of them, just one cop, take that position and see what happens. Will they get fired? Then we'll know for sure, won't we? And I'm not saying that that's going to happen anytime soon, but I think it would be interesting to watch.
It would be interesting. I would cheer that person on, but I understand where everybody's coming from. Look, I'm taking my property tax bill to court here shortly, just to see what we'll see whether basically I'm going to tell them I'll pay this bill if you can prove to me that I owe it, that I've in some way obligated to pay this bill, or if you people ladies and gentlemen of the jury decide that to back up this violent coercive organization. One of those two reasons, I'll write this check, but I will write the check. So I think you do what you can do.
I understand.
And I do
and
encourage.
The cops can refuse to.
I absolutely
enforce.
Encourage police officers to join LEAP as a first step because, well, the proof is that Bradley Jardis hasn't had that many, that big of a problem from.
He's been retaliated against, and the administrators do not like him one bit because
his
he's a threat. Because he's a threat to their status quo, to their precious status quo. And I'm not saying it's going to be an easy road, but nothing worth doing in life is easy. So think about it, okay? 800-259-9231 to those of you who are law enforcement officers or know them and love them. 800-259-9231, because if enough of them started to do these things, then everything would change. If the police refuse to enforce bad laws, just as we should refuse to obey bad laws, it's over for the politicians. It's going to be over for them anyway, but if the cops were to help us, it'd be nice. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267. It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
Ed Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. If you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at the Free Talk Live store. Just go to store.freetalklive.com and load up your shopping cart with great Free Talk Live branded merchandise like t-shirts, hats, hoodies, and more, all at store.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Stephen in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Stephen.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, sir?
Well, I don't know all of the details, but I know enough of them to tell you this most interesting story. There's a man here in Colorado, and he owns property. His house is near a highway, and he put up a giant sign, huge sign, I don't know how huge, that said U.S. out of U.N.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the local government tried to make him take it down. Mm-hmm. They couldn't find any law in the books that said that he could. This went on for years, by the way.
Yeah.
So finally they passed a law saying, okay, you're not allowed to erect signage in your own yard, of a certain size. So now what he's done is he has, erected 4 signs. U.S. out of
U.N.
And then when they legalized that, then he said he's going to erect 9 signs, 1 for each letter.
Wow.
In order to, get under the size rules.
Yeah, exactly. Under the size rule, yeah. I used to drive every day by this, through this neighborhood that now the road through the neighborhood over time has become, a main thoroughfare. And I thought, well, if I had one of these houses, I would supplement my income by putting out, by selling advertising out there. You know, people have real estate signs. Surely you could put up a little sign. And I
sure
thought, well, we'll do that. Well, how stupid of me. Of course, I know why people don't do that. The government won't let them.
Yeah.
they'll prevent it.
They just don't like the idea of you putting signs up. People think signs are some people think that signs are ugly. In the town we're from, Sarasota, and I don't know how every town is around. I don't know what the local town here in Keene, New Hampshire's rules are. But you couldn't have signs, depending on the frontage you had on the road, with indicated how much signage you could have, and that's really was it. It had to be commercial. It had to be zoned commercial when you had to have a certain amount of signage, and that's how you got your sign, because people think, especially thought that signs are ugly. They clutter up. I should be able to look at other things. Oh, what about painting it on the side of your building? No, that's a sign. So it just, they try everything they can in order to just make it difficult on you. Look, it's my property. If I want to put up a darn sign, don't look at it. You don't like
it. Well, I lived in Florida too, like you guys. I'm from there, and I don't know. I know, Mark, you're just a wee bit younger than me. And do you remember when they, those rolling signs? They're really ugly, but they have the flashing lights on them, and you can change the letters. And it was on a trailer, and they illegalized those in Florida.
The ones that always have the arrow on them, and they're what they call a marquee, so you can pull the letters on and off.
Exactly. Well, I dated a girl whose dad was in that business, and he had built this huge house with that, and had boats, and
they were everywhere too,
cars and everything. Yeah, and one fell swoop, boom, he was out of business.
Amazing. It's so sad. And who's behind all that? It's the cops. The cops are the ones that are going to enforce that, because the politicians aren't going to go out and physically take down your sign if you keep it up when they tell you not to. It's going to be the cops that come out. And it goes back to the question of what I said before. If you're one of those cops that considers yourself pro-liberty, where will you draw the line? Some say they would draw the line at confiscating people's weapons. Some will, draw the line elsewhere. But where is your line drawn, and why did you draw it there? Because you're willing to take down someone's property. Cops will come in and they'll take down your sign if the government orders them to, or they'll take away your freedom if you have, if you keep putting the signs up and you don't pay the fines for having them up, then they're going to try to take away your freedom. They're going to throw you in a jail cell. So, either way, you're still talking about restricting people's freedom. It's just a difference on an issue, not degrees. Either way, people are being harmed by you and your actions. Why is it that one issue is more important than the other? It's all about freedom, isn't it?
Exactly. Well, and to me, it seems that it's a good analogy would be them trying to regulate sales. Mark is a salesman, and salesmen get a bad rap, and signs get a bad rap. Well, poor salesmen lose their jobs, thus it's self-regulating, and people who have ugly signage are very likely going to get less business, so either they're going to change their mind about what kind of sign they have out there, or they're going to be out of business, and you won't have to worry about their signage anyway.
That's a good point. Stephen, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you, sir.
And, signs are an aesthetic to some extent. I mean, some people like a certain sign, and other people don't like them.
Sure.
All you have to do is go down to Las Vegas, where they don't have that many rules on signage, or at least didn't at one point. They may have gotten a lot worse. I don't know. But you'll see that different people like different stuff. The thing that catches people's attention is lateral motion. A lot of towns have gotten rid of the scrolling marquees that are done electronically, where it'll say words that scroll across, and you didn't get the time and the temperature and that kind of thing. They've outlawed those because, some people don't like them for some reason or another. But you should be able to have anything you want on your, as far as I'm concerned, as your business goes. What if they don't like the flowers that I planted out in front of my business? Should somebody be able to regulate that? I don't see it.
I bet there are places where there are regulations like that. We already know there are all kinds of yard regulations for neighborhood areas. Wouldn't it make sense that, you got the wrong kind of flowers? We've agreed in this city that only blue flowers will be planted. And you're out of line, citizen. $100 fine. Pay up.
Yep.
Or suffer consequences.
We here at the county regulatory board, we only like pansies, and they really do only like pansies.
Let's continue with Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paula. Paula in Florida, going once. Paula is gone. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. So let's see, what else can we talk about here tonight? How about,
I got a good cop story here that you were talking about.
All right, let's do it.
All right, Oceanside. It was an elaborate hoax, but 36 students in El Camino High pulled it off, potentially with life-saving consequences. The result was a soberingly realistic dramatization about the dangers of drinking and driving, delivered with
surprising professionalism. Many juniors and seniors were driven to tears, a few near hysterics, May 26th, when a uniformed police officer arrived in several classrooms to notify them that a fellow student had been killed in a drunk driving accident. The officer read a brief eulogy, placed a rose in the deceased student's seat, and then left the class members to process their thoughts and emotions for the next hour. The program, titled Every 15 Minutes, was designed by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Its title refers to the frequency in which a person somewhere in the country dies in an alcohol-related traffic accident.
By the way, alcohol-related traffic accident is a little misleading.
Often misleading. You know, you could be the victim of a reckless driver, and you would be drunk, but they would call that an alcohol-related traffic accident. Or somebody
could
have
a passenger who's drunk, and if there's an accident, then it's alcohol-related.
Right. They could call all kinds of different things alcohol-related.
Mm-hmm.
You
have alcohol in the back.
Yep. And so, alcohol-related, not a fair statement. That's right. Not a drunk driver.
These people at Mothers Against Drunk Driving are slime balls.
Yeah, they will lie to
They
you.
Would not come on our show. I invited them to come on and defend their, you know, talk about their position and what they want, and they would not come on our program.
About 10 a.m., students were called to the athletic stadium, where they learned that their classmates had not died. There, a group of seniors, police officers, and firefighters staged a startlingly realistic alcohol-induced fatal car crash. The students who had purportedly died portrayed ghostly apparitions encircling the scene.
Okay, why are you telling me all this?
Well, don't you think this is weird? I mean,
they're manipulating people's emotions.
Yeah, a lot. I mean, do you want this happening to your kids? I don't know. I mean, this just seems crazy to me to do.
Having the cops F with their heads, you mean?
Yeah, try to imagine if this person that was killed, right? You're in high school.
And my girlfriend is right. One of the girls that got killed.
Or your boyfriend or whatever.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, it could be anybody, but you don't know. And then they drive you into these hysterics. This is nuts.
It's certainly taking advantage of people. I understand the point they're trying to make.
I do too. I think that there's some value in it, but
it's tacky.
I don't think lying to people and misleading them is the way to go about it.
Look, you know, kids, you don't have to beat them over the head. Young people understand that drinking and driving is dangerous. I mean, what teenager doesn't get that? What teenager that's involved in partying, for instance, as many of them are, drinking on the weekends with their buddies, how many of them don't understand that drinking and driving is inherently dangerous? They all get it. You don't have to keep hitting them over the head, especially with tactics like this.
Some of them are going to take, the fact is young people take more chances than, older people do. I think to some extent it's hormonal, they take more chances, and maybe, I guess the idea maybe is they can scare them into not taking the chances. I don't know if it's effective. I feel like the people that are going to take chances are going to take chances. The people that aren't going to take chances aren't going to take chances.
They don't think
that it's going to happen to them, and off they go.
1-800-259-9231. Well, you know, it makes them feel like they're doing something, I guess.
Scaring the crap out of people.
Yeah,
lying to them.
It's unnecessary. 800-259-9231. But what's new? Cops lie. They're trained to lie. It's what they do. You can bring up anything. Hour 3 is on the way. The latest on the Texas bureaucrats that stole hundreds of children. It's Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of Joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.